The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, as one of the chemicals used in executions is in short supply, prison officials are looking for a replacement that will do the job. Students at a school in New York riot over a strict new policy, and the mother of yet another cell phone bullying suicide kid wants the phone company to fix the problem themselves. It is December 18th, 2010. This is the 2 Cents Show. Welcome to the 2 Cents Show. I am your host, Duke Griffin, and this is my co-host. What's your name? I'm sorry. This is Jibba Fox Canubazan.
Yo, don't. You need to stop saying that.
That's why I can't remember your damn name anymore, because people write in all the time with different, you know, Jibba McFox McCoon comes, and I forget. Actually, it's not because of that. It's because I've had, we're doing auditions this week.
Yes.
I cannot tell you how tired I am of doing this show right now. I can't. I've done this show every day, once every day since Wednesday, and this is the second time I've done it today. It's all been taped. This is the first actual show we're doing.
This is live. You are live.
We are actually live.
No, you are live. We're not.
You're live. Yeah, you're live. We're dead. So, but...
brains.
Oh, more brains. So we're... I've been... The person sitting next to me since Wednesday has been different every day. And there was one earlier today that came in to do an audition in Foxtrack. And so I've got all these names confused and cluttered in my head, and then you come and sit next to me, and it's like, I'm
the only black one.
Yeah, I just want to extend a laurel and a hearty handshake for our new Nick. For those of you who get the reference. If you haven't seen Blazing Saddles, folks, Mel Brooks, wonderful movie. Go out and watch it.
I have to watch that again. I hadn't seen it since last time you showed it to me.
It's funny. It's so funny. Yeah, it's an awesome movie. Well, you know, last night we went out and we watched Tron. We didn't just see Tron. We saw Tron in IMAX in 3D.
And had some of the best seats in the house.
And our balls are still in the theater. One seat behind the place that we were sitting, because that's how awesome the film was. It went, and everybody's balls got blown through the back of their seat.
It was, they were women.
Tits.
Their tits were blown back.
Their tits were blown back. you ever seen those? If you see anybody walking around with back tits, they went to see Tron. Legacy, that's what it was.
Well, there's a lot of motherfuckers on Earth that wouldn't stop.
No, it was... I'm still trying to formulate my thoughts on it, because I went in there. Yes, I'm an old man. I was sitting in the theater on opening night of the original Tron. And what a lot of people don't realize is that up to that point, nothing had ever been done like that, ever in history before. Nobody had ever envisioned a world like that. Or expressed it in that way. I mean, there was pew, 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 you know, space things, but this was different. And it's hard when you were at the opening of the first one not to expect something equally as groundbreaking. It wasn't because of the time, you know, it came out.
Right.
There's no way they're going to ever blow a mind like that again.
Right.
And I had to purposely try and not expect that. And but so other than that, it was good.
It was a good movie.
It was a good film.
If you hadn't seen it, go see it.
Dude,
if you have the money, see it in 3D. If you have more money,
see it in IMAX 3D. Yes, definitely. And it, for no other reason, I mean, seriously, you can go for the soundtrack.
Yeah, soundtrack.
God, Daft Punk, entire soundtrack. It was awesome, except for
everybody
Journey.
In the theater.
Oh, yeah.
When Daft Punk started, everybody was...
Everybody was boom, boom, boom. It was some amazing, amazing soundtrack.
Except for Journey. Wait.
Except for Journey. There was a piece of Journey.
Yes. Well, no. Let me explain this story.
God.
We're sitting in the theater, and I'm like... I hope they have Journey in it. And he turns to me, Journey's not in Tron. Was never in Tron.
He's trying to tell me that the original Tron had Journey in the soundtrack.
And it did!
And I'm sitting there, no, it was Wendell Williams creating the entire soundtrack. I know it well. I know it. He's like, no, you're full of shit. And he looked it up. Journey was playing for like 30 seconds in one scene out of a jukebox. And he's like, see, I'm right.
Hey, I didn't say they did the soundtrack. I said they were in it. And they were. And when they went back to Flynn's, it was there.
You are a douche.
Oh, just let people know, I was not dying last week.
Did people think you were dying last week?
Some people thought something was going on and I was sick and all this other stuff.
What?
I had a friend in town. He had to be somewhere that night, and it just so happened it was doing a 2-cent show. It was a miscommunication. I couldn't be here.
Oh, God. You know... Why? I told them that you just had to run off and do something, and you just didn't say, oh, God. You people are terrible. You're terrible. All of you.
So now you know.
You know what?
A zombie Jesus from Mars came down and raped Satan in his left titty while a cow, George Bush, was...
being fried on a grill.
Yes.
With a one sauce, and the Newt Gingrich came and flipped the burger, and when it flipped the burger, it hit him right in his shirt.
Yes.
And it made a big stain.
And I had to go get that taken care of.
That had to be, yes, immediately taken care of. So that's all that happened.
That's
it
all
was
it.
No big deal. It wasn't really big deal. God, it's raining again, too.
It's been raining for a while.
Okay, we got... California, we get like 1 week of rain. People, before I moved out here, it's like, because I've always hated rain. I don't like rain. And people are like, you know what? You're going to miss the rain. You're going to miss it. After a while, you're going to miss it. I've been out here for a year and a half now. It can rain one day. I'm already sick of the rain again. I'm already sick of it. I can hear it raining outside now.
It rained for a week.
It does. And that's it.
Straight. But we don't get any shit. We don't get anything else for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I want a couple of snowflakes to fall.
Oh!
And as I was telling a friend of mine...
It's a missile! A missile! God!
Well, what I said was that if snowflakes fell in Southern California, half of Southern California would die.
Oh, yeah, they'd fall down. They'd fall. they wouldn't
know
what
to do. Cars flying into buildings and the apocalypse.
The apocalypse would happen. You know, some people caught on to this a little bit before, but yes, Gavin is actually in the studio tonight. We have him sitting back there live monitoring our chat for us. We don't, unfortunately, have a camera on him. He might be able to step in front of Bun's cam there and we get a picture of him. Does he want to be on camera at all? Go ahead. Stand up. He's monitoring all our communications.
Here we go. Look toward the camera.
Yep, look toward the camera. There, that. It's, that, it's the forehead of Gavin.
It's, stand up. Get up. Do something.
Prop it up. There we go.
What's up, Gav?
It's, in the chat saying I totally have to crack up the weather.
It was, it didn't start until you got here.
And I didn't even know it was coming.
I think so. I think you're right. Well, folks, if you've ever wondered what one of your channel moderators looks like, there is our friend Gav right there here in the studio tonight. Thank you very much, Gav. You're awesome. We also have another guest in the studio here, sitting here. Stan Sakai. We have Hannah Sakai.
Right.
Who's Stan Sakai's daughter. Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Okay,
whoa.
Everybody stop. Stop. Don't move. Are we good?
Yeah.
You think we're good? Okay. Oh, I thought that was I thought we were going to bite it on that one. But yes, Hannah Sakai is actually in the studio with us. She's participating in
Sports Famous Plug.
Yes,
if you were at Inferior.
then you would have been able to then meet Hannah Sakai and her father, Stan Sakai, in person.
Yeah.
And you would have been overjoyed in your pants. But if you weren't there...
But there's always next year.
There is next year.
There is next year.
There is next year.
Antheria. 2011.
Antheria.com. Okay. Well, I think maybe if Bun hit stop twice like he's supposed to, then we can go on to our next segment.
Oh my holy God! It's time for the news.
That was very interesting. Good, you know, sometimes, you know, screw-ups have good timing.
Yes.
That was the best time screw-up I think I've ever had, or he's ever had. Let's see. The mother of a Rotorua teenager who took her own life after receiving vicious text messages wants telecommunication networks to enable parents to block text bullies. Leslie and Kevin Fenton's 15-year-old daughter, Haley Ann Fenton, took her own life last year after her first love broke up with her. She received threatening text messages from his wife. Well then, Leslie Fenton spoke to the Daily Post yesterday after an inquest into her daughter's death. Mrs. Fenton said she hoped he would recommend that all telecommunications companies would be made to provide a system for blocking bullying texts. If there is any way for the system to be changed so parents can stop it, then good. Lots of kids don't know how to deal with it. Currently, people could contact their phone company after receiving 3 unanswered bullying texts within a week, and the company would text the sending phone telling them their service could be temporarily disconnected. You know, are you receiving a bullying text?
I'm sending one.
You're sending one?
To random numbers.
Random numbers?
Yes. Fuck you, you douchebag. I hope you die in heaven.
Well, that's kind of immature. Oh, hang on. You ass!
Don't kill yourself!
For those of... apparently, teenagers don't know how to deal with it because lots of kids don't know how to deal with it. You know what? I know there are a lot of teenagers out there watching the show. Delete! Delete! You don't have to read them. You don't have to look at them. Delete! You know, that's how to deal with it. Turn the phone off. It's like, oh no, I'm getting bullying text messages. I'm going to do the only solution I know how.
So, this week on the show.
Am I completely off base on this? Or is this getting ridiculous? People can't delete their... it's like they get undesirable stuff. They just want to... They won't delete
even
it.
Now, a lot of times, because I know Verizon will allow me to block numbers.
Yeah.
I can actually block someone's number. Instead of, if I don't want that, I block a few people. But instead of going off and shooting my face...
Which is, I'm glad that you didn't shoot it anymore than you already shot it. No, no, I mean...
So what you're trying to say.
We're not going to go on that one, because you're sensitive. You might kill yourself. It is just a mystery to me how people just cannot... They haven't learned how to deal with, you know, people sending them bullying text messages. When I was a kid, bullying had to have something physical. You know, a wedgie or stuffed in a locker or something. You could just text somebody and be a bully. People would look at it and go, oh, that douchebag. And it'd be gone.
Exactly.
It'd be gone.
And then you go and shoot them the next day.
Yeah, and then you beat them up. That's what you do. I don't know. I think that at this point, maybe I'm right. I don't know. I think kids are getting so bored with life that the only way that they're able to find some adventure is to kill themselves. That's what I think. It's the only explanation, other than another one, which is probably better. It's the only explanation. Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Oh, that's where Gavin's from.
Yes, it is. this is actually in tribute to our Gavin here. 44-year-old woman who allegedly ripped her daughter-in-law's nipple off during a drunken argument could be facing criminal charges. The victim told officers she, her husband, and her mother had spent Saturday night drinking. Sometime after 3 a.m., the victim's husband had started arguing with his mother, and because it was becoming very intense, the victim went to stand between the two to separate them. When the victim began arguing with her 44-year-old mother-in-law, the older woman allegedly grabbed the victim's right breast and began to squeeze and pull on her nipple. The victim yelled to stop, but her mother-in-law allegedly continued to pull until the younger woman began punching her in the face, according to a police report. The victim then told police she threw her mother-in-law out into the yard. It was when the victim was putting her mother-in-law's belongings in the yard that she felt fluid on her breast and realized there was blood on her shirt. When she untucked her tank top, her nipple fell on the floor. She told police.
See, that's a bully.
No, that's a bully.
That's a bully.
That's a bully.
I'm going to use...
Now, I can't speak. You know, it's a good thing it wasn't Alpha's nipples. You could...
Right. That would have been the big earthquake.
That'd have been the big one. Oh my god.
I don't. It is unfathomable for me how she got that good a grip, and that lady stood there screaming while she just kept.
I don't know. I do not know. It was just the fact that she untucked her shirt
and it fell out.
Look at it. Boom. That part, that's the one that got me.
Does she not know? Does she not tell what her... That something came off?
Maybe it was a very intense moment for her or something.
Or either she's into nipple torture.
That is possible.
And at that point, she didn't think nothing about it.
She was getting excited.
She was getting excited.
And then until it fell out on the floor. And then she's like, oh, damn. Oh, you know, I just ripped the nipple off.
Would that grow back?
No, it won't grow back. According to the rest of the story, they actually, she had to go into surgery to have it reattached. Sewed it back on.
I want a prosthetic nipple.
With like a camera. With like a spy camera in it.
No.
Yeah.
I want a balloon in it.
A balloon.
Go somewhere. We talk, it's like...
Just like it was nothing.
Just like, and I continue talking, and just,
and just keep talking like nothing happened.
Or if you're falling,
airbags. You just fall down some stairs. Yeah, that would work. Okay, here we go. The first time Paul tried to have his brother Michael involuntarily committed was several years ago in Florida. The police declined. Michael had to be a threat to himself or others first. A few weeks later, Michael said that he had swallowed a watch battery and the poison was leaking out inside of him. Paul took him to the hospital and asked them to evaluate him in hopes that he could be involuntarily committed, but again, he was declined. Shortly thereafter, Michael met a woman on the internet and decided to move to Seattle to live with her. We didn't want him just up and leave to Seattle, Paul remembers, but we couldn't tie him down. We would have been the ones arrested for that. By the winter of 2008, the woman Michael had moved to Seattle to be with had filed a restraining order against him, saying Michael had threatened to kill her in a poem he wrote entitled...
Where is it?
I can't do it.
In a poem, he wrote titled, "I Ruined Your Face."
I ruined your face.
That turned up in documents related to the restraining order reads, in part, "I ruined your face. I ruined your face. I hit you with a bat and blood went all over the place.
What?
I ruined your face. I ruined your face. I beat it with a bomb and blew up your brain." I'm going to read that again. And I'm going to try not to laugh. I ruined your face. I hit it with a bat and blood went all over the place. I ruined your face. I ruined your face. I beat it with a bomb and blew up your brains.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
As much as...
In a separate incident, police charged Michael with misdemeanor assault, saying he'd bitten and attacked a security guard. I ruined your face! Oh, God. This show's ruined. I don't know if I can do this anymore. Oh. Bitten and attacked a security guard at a medical center on Cherry Hill. Michael was finally arrested this week after murdering a homeless man with an axe, believing that he'd given his sister herpes. After which, what did he write? A poem? I ruined your cunt. I ruined your... Oh my God, I can't believe. I cannot believe. Oh, hang on. This is, oh my God. Oh. I can't. I'm not gonna make it. I'm not gonna make it through this show. I am not gonna make it.
I'm removing your face.
This is the first show since we've gone to video that I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through. I don't know. I just don't.
I ruined your face.
We're going to have to skip a new story.
Okay. Okay, we need to move on. We need to move on.
Oklahoma death row inmate John David Duty
ruined his face.
I can't do this anymore. Can we cut? We can't cut. Oh, God, we're live. We're live.
We gotta keep going.
Okay. Oklahoma. Death row inmate John David Duty was executed Thursday using a drug commonly used to euthanize animals because of a nationwide shortage of the sedative normally employed in Oklahoma's lethal injections. Pentobarbital is an anesthetic drug widely used to euthanize dogs, cats, and other animals. Duty, who was pronounced dead at 6:18 p.m. Central Time, is believed to be the first condemned inmate to be executed using pentobarbital as part of the three-drug cocktail. According to the record, sodium thiopental is now effectively unobtainable anywhere in the United States, and thus requiring Oklahoma and other death penalty states to revise their lethal injection protocols, the court said, in an order issued on December 14th. The Illinois-based drug company that is the only domestic manufacturer of sodium thiopental stopped producing the drug in August 2009 because of a shortage of raw materials. The company said the decision to use pentobarbital in place of sodium thiopental, whatever it is, sparked an outcry from death penalty opponents over its questionable effectiveness. I think there's a big chunk they're missing here. You know, there's like, oh, we ran out of our death penalty drug. Let's get another death penalty drug. Shoot him! 69 cents a bullet. Why did I pick 69 cents? Guess. 69 cents for a damn bullet. Shoot him! Why are you doing it? Why are you going through all this? Shoot him! Right in his face! Shoot him in the face!
Shoot him in the face!
And ruin it! Hit him in the face with a bomb and blow up his brain! Make a little IED! Tie it to his head! Something! There's gotta be better ways in the world than this to actually go... Okay. We got to get through this now. We're just in getting this through this mode.
We got to make it to the break.
If we can make it to the break, then we can fall over. Oh my God! Apologies for not being able to read the student rioting story. It actually is good, but maybe we'll go over it a little later if we have time. But for now, we have to move on.
Look behind you! It's a glider!
Wait. It's Seattle!
It's Seattle! A guy wrote a poem called I Ruined Your Face! I'm done. I
can't. I don't pick up my glass.
I cannot believe.
Okay.
We got it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. In Canada.
And we're not on anything.
No. That's for the January 1st show, remember?
We're not on anything.
No. In Canada, an archaeologist who was trying to unearth pieces of Canada's original Parliament House crawled into a hole he was digging and then couldn't get out until he was dead. He apparently dug it too deep and then couldn't get out and... he died. We're not going to be able to focus on anything for this. In Colorado, a 21-year-old man was driving his car during icy road conditions and lost control of his car and plowed down three blind students at a bus stop. Police said they never saw it coming. Oh, wonder if he ruined it. I gotta stop that, man. I'm not gonna make it.
I'm not gonna make it.
Okay. In Kansas, a 25-year-old sick fuck decided to beat and rape a 71-year-old woman to get his jollies. And it was going well.
To get his jollies.
Yeah, well, that's, I guess, how he did it. And it was going well for him. Until the old woman hit him across the head with a cast iron frying pan, rupturing his spine and ripping half of his face off. She ruined his face. I'm sensing a theme on this show. This show is going to be entitled, We Ruined...
I ruined your face. I hit it with a frying pan. and your spine
spread it all over
displaced.
The place. Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh.
Oh Jesus. Oh, I love the world.
Oh. Oh my God. This is just this show. You gotta stop this, man. In Texas, a convicted murderer was released from jail on probation. He got himself a girlfriend, went over to her house, heated up a large pot of water on her stove.
Oh my God.
And then boiled her baby until it was dead. Why? What? Why would somebody do that? Why would somebody... I don't understand. I don't understand what's wrong with this world anymore.
I'm done.
I quit.
I'm done.
Yes, that is
over.
In California, a man using a wood chipper to clear out some branches in an avocado grove decided the best way to feed the large bits of tree through the machine would be to push them through with his foot. The wood chipper said, oh, nom, 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 until he was dead. The good news is that his son hit the stop button just in time to pull half of his father out.
He still got his face.
Still got his face. It didn't ruin his face. It ruined a lot of everything else, but it didn't ruin Okay.
We're back.
We're back. I don't know where in my time that we... I don't even know anymore.
We broke.
Okay. Actually, that was an unexpected break, but it's good that we did it because it gave us a little chance to pull our shit together. Are we back online, Gavin? Are we good? All right, we're good. Okay, I'm going to read that last one because not a lot of people hear the last bit. South Carolina, 90-year-old woman under home care by another lady who visited daily was found dead in her own bed by police. Among other things they found in the house was two dogs, two cats, and a parrot that kept repeating, help me, and then shut the fuck up. And then I ruined your face. Oh, I don't know. Uh-oh. You know, if it hadn't been for that little crash there, I don't know how we'd have been able to make it. Honestly. Oh Lord. Oh my gosh. Anyway, we're gonna take a break here pretty soon. Enjoy. See you on the other side.
Love, lust, betrayal. A Dragon's Poison, a whole new level of furry erotic fiction. Available now on Amazon. Also available on Amazon, The Definitive Roland, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Over 1,000 pages encompassing 8 years of the finest furry erotic short stories on the market today.
Hello again, all you guys and gals out there. I'm back, and once again, I bring you my top frags for the week. This week is dedicated to the popular new kid on the block, Black Ops, and our first video shows why Holly of Furpine reminds us to respect our robot brethren. Today. Or in this case, a SAM turret.
But St. Peter said I wasn't late.
In case you missed that, here it is again. A bit slower, but really no less painful to watch.
People gathered round to stare at me.
I wonder if he owes it money or something. All the doctors. This video and others I saw taught me that supply drops in Black Ops are dangerous and really should only be attempted by trained professionals.
And my pounding skull goes back to feeling dull. Feel like I'm hungover.
Now, just to show you how random this actually was, let's watch this again from a different angle, or rather, several. It's like something out of a Warner Brothers cartoon. For all of you who have ever wanted to be a movie action hero, but know that you aren't really cut out for it, here's your solution. Play Black Ops, and every game will be like your own action movie. This one really benefits from the replay. Just look at how close this dude was to being toast of the non-rabbit variety.
Last night at the bar, I learned to fly. Only backwards, though, I don't know. Though I have a hunch, you beat me to the punch. And now my memory's
bruised. Bruce Willis would be so proud. And for those of you who missed the MW2 Heat Seeking Knives, Black Ops has you covered. Presenting the Heat Seeking Rubber Tomahawk. WTF even begins to cover that one.
But the punchline wasn't all that grand. So
finally, we have a case of game fail, or map fail, whichever you choose. That, or he's actually battling a member of the Q Continuum, who's playing a very mean trick on him. Remember to watch out for those surprise trapdoors that drop you through the map, guys.
When I woke up, I saw everything. In my head, I saw your wedding ring.
That's it for this week. Thanks to everyone who contributed to Top Frags, and as always, to Matthew Evil for his use of his music. Special thanks, as always, to Mansion Griffin Studios, and to you guys, the audience. You guys make it so worth it. I will see you guys next time.
Going on? I was just up in the attic a couple seconds ago, and oh crap! Found myself a nice stack of tapes. It's getting down to the holiday season, and you know, sometimes you want to whip out the old tapes, watch some home movies, watch some of the Christmas specials you haven't seen in a long time. You know, the good ones. Yeah, that brings me to today's first tip of the day, which is hooking up a VCR and watching some good old-fashioned memories. Yeah, so, I mean, because if you're like me, you have a lot of tapes lying around, and a lot of times people don't have VCRs, though. Like, we just bought another VCR recently because our other one broke, but anyway. Go down to the Goodwill, you can pick one up for, like, $5. This is where we got this beauty. Anyway, you're going to hook this thing up so you can watch some memories. Take the antenna off your television, because, you know, everyone has a fucking antenna now, no analog signal. Take that shit off. It broke. Take it off, throw it away, and grab the... Well, there's a cable that attaches to the back of this. It's not there right now. And you plug it into the out port on the VCR, and then in the in port to the television. It really is that easy. It's like, you know, cake, pie, bread and butter, whatever you want to call it. And then you can start watching your memories, you see? Now, I mean, so I brought down from the ad a couple of Christmas time stories. We got, I think Rudolph's taped on that somewhere. Musical specials, right? You know, like the stuff, you know, like Kenny Loggins and a child. This is Pond Reflections. This is the third album. With the child on the upside down. It's a very strange album. They don't allow this on FA anymore, so don't even... You can't even buy this anywhere, really. It's not even on DVD. It's Betamax. It might be Betamax. I don't even know. But so, yeah, so you just, you know, plug in the tape in your VCR and... I'm sorry, I'm just really mad. I'm just really fucking mad because, I'm sorry, audience, really quick, we really did buy this from the Goodwill, and it put bizarre work in it to be funny, and it fucking ate the tape. It ate the we got it out! It ate bizarre work out. It's VCR. Yeah, so, really quick before I go, buy a damn VCR that fucking works from the Goodwill, test it out a couple times. Because now I'm going to have to return this piece of shit. I'm really glad it didn't eat, like, the secret in him, too. Fucking thing.
You know, I really think that after this show, after doing all those auditions this week and getting kind of burned out, tonight is kind of rejuvenated.
Yeah.
I feel so much better now. If we have time, we actually found, during the break, we found the entire poem online, actually with the help of Gavin over there. You need to come here all the time. You need to just live here and constantly be in here in the studio. We might, if we have time, we might be able to read the whole thing. We may be able to read I Ruined Your Face to everyone. But for now, we're going to go into some Dear Two letters. First one is from Tanaki. It says, Dear Two, I was in a chat with a furry whose parents are also furries, so much so that the person I was talking to was conceived during a fur con. God, I'm old! Their parents have fursuits and the like. Naturally, I thought that they might be biased to being a fur, given the heavy fur aura of furriness in their household. My question is this. Do you think this person is furry because they were brought up in a furry environment, or would they have ended up discovering that they are furry anyway? If they did indeed discover it. This is assuming that the sounds and smells of the con didn't seep into the womb after the baby's, then affect the baby's development from Tanaka, New Jersey. You know, I have to tell you, that is a damn good question. I mean, really, it gets down to the idea of what is a furry. Is it environment? Because I think what made most furries furs is their environment, but it was an environment of rejection. If you have a furry that's a furry because he had an environment of acceptance, what does that really mean about why a person is a fur? You know what I'm saying? Or am I just completely psychotic? Am I loopy from...
Well, you're loopy, but
I ruined your face.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
We're not going to do that.
Because we won't be able to do anything.
No. I don't know. It could be, honestly, it could be because of environment, or it could be because he just would have been one anyway. I would lean toward, and this is just a guess, mind you, I would lean toward the idea that it might have been environment. He's growing up with furry parents.
That would be my lean, too.
I would lean towards that he was, you know, that it's environment, but, you know, say if, for instance, he was born and then given up for adoption, then went off and... you know, adopt parents who weren't furries at all, would he turn into a furry on his own?
Because
I think actually what he's asking is furry genetic. I don't know. I do not know. And I don't think there's enough really study into it to know right now.
My gut instinct says no.
Yeah, I'm my gut instinct says no. But I don't know for sure. So,
but
yeah.
You like what you like, and maybe you'll find it anyway.
That's true.
I mean, that's just like gay, homosexual kids.
Yes.
Heterosexual growing up in a lesbian household.
Well, now the thing is, they've found differences in the brain of a gay person. I wonder if there are differences in the brain of a furry.
Yeah, we're crazy. We're fucked up.
Well, yeah, we will ruin your face.
We will. We gotta stop that. We gotta cut. I gotta cut that. See, what? What did you just think?
Little soup boy, ruin your face. Science, Buddha Sue, ruin your
science,
face.
Buddha Sue, ruin your face. You know, I do not know why our computer, one of our computers back there keeps crashing. Never done it before. I don't know why it's doing it now. It's just tonight is a weird night. So we're gonna keep going as best we can. Gavin, how's it looking? Are we up? All right, we're good. We're good. Well, let's go to the next letter. Dear Tube, today I was pissed off in the morning and in no mood to put up with shit. My younger brother was bitching at me about something, so I put a tennis ball in a sock and beat him until I felt happy again. From Tara and the Dragon.
The programming is beginning to work. Yes. Yeah, now, put a salt shaker in the sock. Yes. Doesn't that Mormon look a lot like your brother? Yes. You want to be happy, don't you? And you know the only way you can be happy. Yes.
That voice fucked me up.
John opening up being
all fucked up?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is... Tonight is just fucked. I don't know why. Dear Two. What? I ruined your face. Pardon me. I'm ruining my face over here. Dear Two. I ruined your face. No. I need help. Being a high school student can be stressful these days. But especially for me. You see, I have issues concentrating on just about anything that I find dull. Whether this comes from some brain issue or not, I don't know. I haven't taken pills for this in years, mostly because I hate the idea of being dependent on anything, especially pills. But at the same time, this whole concentration issue is starting to eat my life like Rob Reiner with a bucket of lard. I'm at a loss. Pills are something I'd rather not resort to, but my options, they be running low. So, what should I do exactly? I'm a naughty wolf. Let me tell you something. Don't let anyone, doctor or otherwise, tell you that you not being able to concentrate on something that you find boring is a fucking sickness. It's not. That's normal.
What I did in school, I learned the great art of sleeping with your eyes open.
Yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to be able to concentrate on something that you find completely boring. That's normal. Nobody can do that. I can't, you can't, nobody can do that. We don't need pills for it. It's just, you find it boring. You can't concentrate on something that's boring.
I agree.
Now, when you can't concentrate on anything that you find boring or interesting, now you might need to...
When you just can't concentrate.
Yeah, when you can't concentrate on anything, even if it's the most important thing in your life, you still can't concentrate on it. Then maybe you got a problem, but if you're going to sit here and say, I can't concentrate on things that I find boring, you're normal. You're normal. The best thing you can do at school is just to find a way to make it interesting.
Right.
If, you know...
Play a game.
Play a game with yourself. I used to try and pretend that, you know, math was some kind of puzzle game. Because
Well, it is a puzzle game.
Math bored the shit out of me. So, yeah. Let's see. Next letter, is from, I believe, Raiden. Yes? Okay. Dear Toast Bunny, I was just wondering if you had other rabbit friends that go by the names of Butter the Rabbit and Cheese the Rabbit. If you do, I would love to invite all three of you to lunch where I would introduce you to Knife the Sharp and Stomach the Hungry. Famishly yours, Raiden Kami, the werewolf. You know, this is your letter, Bun. You take it. This is all you, man.
No, you may not ruin the bunny.
Is that all?
No. I'm keeping
Come on
the damn computer right now. Your broken computer is scaring me.
Oh, come on. You got to have something more than that, man. Come on. It's Bunny Soapbox time. I know you love Bunny Soapbox time. Come on. Come on, something.
If you don't say something, I'm going to come back there and ruin your face.
I'm going to leave you notes all over our room. I ruin your face. I ruin your face.
Oh, my God. I'm so going to do that. We have a laser. I'm going to print out a banner.
I ruined your face.
In our hallway.
Oh, my God. Let's see. The next one is from Chip Caramel. That's the name. Dear Two, Toast, and Jibba, I was personally wondering how you yourself, Jibba, and Toast became together. I have been listening to Two since it was first recorded, but I never noticed if there was a mention of how you met. Just wondering. Colorfully yours, Chip Caramel. P.S. Nigga Night. Well, Chip, to be very honest, it wasn't really our fault. One day that we were shopping all in the store together, and this one scarf jumped up and just wrapped around all the three of us, and we don't know how. And now every time we try to separate,
it does exactly.
Okay, we're used to it. So, you know, we don't know how it happened, but it did. So... I ruined your scarf. I met Jibba about 6 years ago. I heard him screaming something from... I was in the basement. I heard him screaming something upstairs that sounded like raggedy wavy bitch. And that made me laugh a lot, so I went upstairs to find out what he was saying. He didn't say raggedy wavy bitch, but he thought that that was funny, so we had a good laugh. Toast, I originally met years ago when he brought this crazy car to a FurCon, wanted everybody to sign it. But after that, I've kind of been in contact with Toast over the years at different FurCons, you know, just off and on for a long time. So
you know what's funny? Because I met Toast years ago.
And didn't really know that you were going to wind up
right
with him being a TD on the show. Yeah, so.
Then two moved out to California, dragged me kicking and screaming. And then moved in with Toast. So, I mean, it was kind of a weird triangle of events. Just sort of happened. We all knew each other in a platonic way for a while. Then they got together.
Yeah, and then it's been hell ever since. This is it, you know, I think for this show, with all the headaches I've had tonight, I need a little bit of booze.
Just a little bit. I, on the other hand, am out.
Oh, you want some?
No.
You got some?
I got
some. Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
This stuff will ruin your face.
It will. Next letter, Dear Two, I have a question on my brain that itself is not new to me. My question is of why, more specifically, why people get in so batshit over love. I want to know this in my devotion to truth and understanding. This one has escaped me. Whenever I ask somebody about this, they describe this wonderful, pure feeling of bliss and happiness, and that, to me, sounds like an acid trip, nothing else. People tell me real love lasts forever, but I see it happen for real 1 out of 100 times. Anyway, I thought I'd put this question to you, seeing how you are one of the few people left who doesn't line their world with imaginary flowers. This is from Anonymous. Okay, my idea of love. You go into love and you've got a whole lot of really crazy big-time emotions. My opinion is that's like a car going about 300 miles an hour. Any little bump in the road is going to derail. That's from my own personal experience. What I found is true, real love. I had a friend who had, his grandparents had been married for like, you know, 55 years or something like that. And Thanksgiving dinner. He kind of lifts his coffee cup, and there's no coffee in it. He kind of, like, shows it to her. Mm-hmm. And she walks over to the coffee pot. It starts automatically pouring him another cup of coffee. Well, one of her grandkids being all uppity and, you know, she said, well, you know, Grandma, you don't have to go get him coffee. He can get up and get it himself. She backhanded. I mean, literally, backhanded this little chick and said, I've been getting this man his coffee for 55 years. I'm not going to stop now. Something tells me that's love. You know what I mean? Getting someone their coffee for 55 years, that's love. It may not have everything to do with, you know, some deep Twitter-pated Disney feeling, but you get a man his coffee for 55 years, that to me seems like it's love. I don't know. Right. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, the answer to his question, not the question, but all of his statements, wait till you actually feel it.
Yeah, that's possible.
Then you'll know what everyone else is talking about.
You know, I have to apologize, actually. Since the crashes, I've lost complete track of time. My little timer is no longer correct. I don't know how far we are in the show. What's the timer say, Fun?
Timer says 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Correct. 1 hour and 10, huh?
Yeah, 20.
Okay, yeah, that's groovy. So we got about 10 minutes before Bun time,
right.
And then okay, that's okay. About 10 minutes. Let me know, Bun. Actually, wait. Let me know 1 hour and 10 minutes. No, because that's five. That's 5 minutes ahead. So because it's got the countdown at the front. Fuck math. Yeah, damn it. So yeah, we got 15 minutes. Yes, we have 15 minutes. Let me know when that damn thing says 1 hour and 25. Let me know when it says 1 hour and 25. Okay.
Okay.
Do not recalculate what I just said. 1 hour and 25. All right. You there? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We got it. Dear two, I heard on one of your past shows that there are not many insect furs. I'm not technically an insect, but I feel like you guys would like to know I'm a scorpion. What do you guys think? From Scrap.
Please don't stab me.
I would like to see a picture of your character. I think that would kind of be cool looking. I mean, an anthropomorphic scorpion, depending on how it's drawn, that might look kick-ass.
Yeah.
And besides that, you've got this enormous tail, and you could ruin somebody's face. You could. And their face, ruined. Completely ruined. That would be kind of... Thing is, I didn't know... Is a scorpion an insect? I thought it was.
Or is it technically an insect.
Okay, it is an insect. You may have to look that up because everybody's nodding yes, and we have some smart people in here. Maybe we're all wrong. I don't know. But I think a scorpion is an insect.
Well, it's not a mammal.
It might be an arachnid, though. See, if it's an arachnid, then... Did you just do the research? Okay, I was about to say, it might be an arachnid, and apparently...
To me, or an arachnid is still an insect.
Well...
If it's not a mammal, if it's not an amphibian, it's an insect.
I was about to say, I think it might be an arachnid. If it's an arachnid, then it means it's in the spider family, so, yeah.
Insect.
It's bug.
Bug.
You're
right.
A bug. I'll ruin your bug.
I'll ruin your buggy face.
Dear Reverend Two and Pastor Jibba McFox Kunenheimer, I am not kidding you. Jibba McFox Kunenheimer. Oh, yeah, and Bunny Face. If you had the choice to take one everyday item back in time with you, what would that item be? For me, it would be my iPod. For the short while that the battery life would last, I'd spend time writing out music for every song I could. Then I would present those to my own as my own personal work and steal credit from people who hadn't even been born yet, changing the face of music several times and becoming known as the world's greatest composer. Yeah, I'm that real show now. Kind of bastard. I look forward to hearing your answers, much less than Three's itty-bitty-yay on it. You know, you're going about it all wrong. If you want to go out and just be a complete thief, then do it right. You know, take back to, you know, Egyptian days a fully automatic fucking assault rifle. then you can take over Egypt. You know, or something like that. Actually, you know what I do? I would take back a book. I'm going to have to go with Back to the Future on this one. I would take back a book of the results of every horse race and all the stock market numbers for, you know, the last 100 years. Make billions, you know? That's what I do.
No, that's funny because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I would take the exact same thing. Yeah. I would take back lottery numbers, horse races, stock numbers, when to sell, when to buy.
Yep, when to sell, when to buy.
I would buy
football team.
The stock in Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Football team, playoff numbers, Super Bowl shit. Yeah, take all of it. Yep.
I would write it down in a book and take it with me.
You could start out with a damn dollar, and you wind up with a billion in a year. It, you know, that'd be no problem. Let's see, next one. Dear Two, in light of the recent shenanigans concerning the WikiLeaks release of classified U.S. diplomatic cables, I would like to seek your opinion on a very pressing and important matter. Namely, as an intelligent gay man with excellent taste, do you think Julian Assange is fucking smoking hot, or is it just me? Yours faithfully... Oh, hi. Oh,
hello,
L. Ron. You know, Agent L, is Assange, or is it Assange? Assange, I don't know. I saw him. It's Assange. I didn't know. I think we have a picture of him. Is he, I can't tell if he's, okay, not smoking fucking hot, but, not bad.
I need it in color.
I could, that's not bad. It's not bad. I think I could go out. I think I could.
I would because he has the money.
Well, yeah, he's got the money. And he's being a douche. And you know how much I love that. What time is it, bud? Just check.
It is at 1 hour 16.
Okay.
Out of 1 hour 35.
Okay, so let me know when it's 25. Sorry, just remind me. I feel naked without my timer. See, next letter. Dear Two, Jibba, and Toasted Buns. It seems to me that the fewer real problems people have, the more wah-related problems they invent. So I propose this very simple and easy method to rid humankind of pointless, unnecessary complaining forever.
Ruin their face!
Ruin their face! All we need to do is to hack off one arm off every person the day they begin whining about pointless crap without anesthetic or medical attention nearby, and leave them to go about their business. In the blood loss, infection, and pain that will doubtlessly ensue, perhaps everyone will gain a bit of perspective. Oh, and if they whine again after that, just cut off their head instead. I guarantee that'll shut them up. Ever enthusiastic, Jeeves Theroux from St. Andrews, Scotland. You know, there actually is... I dig the letter, I get the humor in it, but I do think he is touching a point of actual psychology here, in that there's a lot of people out there who, because they don't really have any real problems, they complain about little shit because they don't have anything big to compare it by.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if all you've had in your life is to, you know, sit around and watch TV and play Xbox, and you know, you get taken everywhere you want to by somebody who drives you there, and you get all the money you need, then really the only thing you have to whine and bitch about is you know, the DLC for your game that's not, it's not right. If for some reason, you know, all your parents that family died in a car accident, you would not whine about your video games anymore. You wouldn't do it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's all in the idea that you cannot have beauty without ugliness. And not only that, but the beauty you can perceive is directly related to the ugliness you've experienced. That's a fact. It's just...
Well, you basically said one of my things that I believe in for everybody. Everything in life is reactive to time.
Yeah,
and
it is. And that's what it is.
Everything in life is reactive to time.
That is very, very true.
And with the fact that they're whining... Find something bigger to find about.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
chop off your arm and then
chop out, ruin your face.
Ruin your
face. And then, see, here too. This is our last letter. Why, hello there. I know you don't remember me, but a very long time ago, I was a semi-regular listener on the original season. My name is Janiel, and I just recently rediscovered your site and the new 2 cents. The biggest thing I want to say is congratulations. Not only are you living in California, one of the most expensive states to live in, which speaks to me of your success, and like, oh, yeah, sure. But you've also found a nice, cute guy, yeah, sure, with whom you seem to be very happy. Yeah, sure. 2 cents seems to be running very well. And you think...
And you caught us on a nut.
Tonight is a wonderful... And Jibba matches you as a co-host fantastically. Jesus Christ! You're all wrong. You're hilarious, Foxkin. Okay, he is. He is hilarious. It's great to see you doing so well. And I hope all of you have an equally bright future to come. Have a great rest of the year. And best wishes from me, Janiel. You just bought another ship. Next show, courtesy. Thank you very much. We are happy, very, very happy to be here doing this as crashy and weird as the show is tonight. We're very happy to do it. We enjoy doing the show very much. And we hope to be here for a while to come.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be going into this a little bit early, but let's head on into...
We can read the entire...
We could. Well, actually, Bun has a couple of things he wants to do, so let's go into Bun first.
Okay.
Bunny has some... he's got some holidays for you coming up because he's got to do his Bunny holidays. So, Bun, how's your week gone? Are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Had a pretty good week. Got an interesting email, though. Mail. I'm sorry.
A regular mail.
Do they still have that?
They do, apparently.
Yeah. Snail mail.
Dear State of Ohio, thank you for sending me a letter telling me I don't have a license in your state. I received this mail just randomly this week that says, you are not licensed in the state of Ohio. No shit.
How long has it been since you've lived in Ohio?
6 years.
Well then.
Hey, any of you...
Welcome to 6 years ago. It's like the Chinese space program. Wow.
Yeah, honestly, any of you furs that actually live in Ohio, send in some stories or something about that state. This doesn't surprise me. Well, I got some holidays, I hope, as long as it doesn't break.
I'll tell you if it does, because I can see it on the monitor, actually behind you, so.
Oh!
No, it works out that way.
Keep me informed. Okay, the 19th. Tomorrow is going to be International South-South Cooperation Day from the UN. No, I don't know what this means. Yes, I did read the website. I still don't know what it means. It has something to do with the South getting along with the South.
We've always done that.
Yeah.
Well, I still say we. Because I was...
Well,
I
the South always got along with the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, honestly, somebody over at the UN was on crack or meth. All right, the 20th is going to be, most of you won't remember this, Cathode Ray Tube Day.
No, wait. What the hell is a cathode tube ray? What is that? What?
Okay.
I think you're making this up.
Back when there were dinosaurs roaming the Earth in the 19th... We'll just go as far back as
the 1930s.
You didn't have flat screens. You had TVs that had big honking, like, screw you tubes in them.
Oh, you're making this up.
No. Ask your mother, your grandmother, your great-great-great-grandmother about this.
They're all dead.
Still go to
Then
sleep.
Whose fault is that?
It's theirs.
Yours.
They ruined their face.
Too much TV.
They ruined their face.
They watched the cathode ray tube and ruined their face.
and ruin me. No, it, seriously, like, before there were flat screens, shit was heavy. All right. The 21st is going to be Write a Poem Day.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
I'm not making
this
up!
Oh!
I can't do that. You can't. You gotta stop. Please. Please stop. Please stop. I can't do this anymore.
They're broken.
I can't.
I'm broken. The show's broken.
Please
this
stop.
This is gonna be the day of broken. So like the 18th. Celebrate broken shit.
I can't do this anymore. I can't do it anymore.
The 22nd is going to be Make Up Day. Basically,
Make Up Day.
Yeah.
Make Up Day.
All right. Think about this. We're getting close to Christmas. You got a bunch of family, friends that you pissed off or that you're pissed off at. That's get gold right there. You need to make up quick so you get some of that, you know, Christmas cheer. All right. Moving on. The 23rd is Roots Day. Moving on. The 24th, I'm calling it Oh Shit Day. That's the day that everybody goes, oh shit, I forgot to buy some shit. I'm going to go outside, drive down the road, and die. Seriously, in California, that happens a lot. And, of course, the 25th is Christmas Day. I'd like some Christmas. Please?
We will not beg for presents on this show.
Begging for presents. No. Just throw some snow up our way. Mail us some snow.
No! Fuck you!
Yeah. I'm going to drug you and drag you out to the mountains where there's tons of snow. Anyway, my holiday.
I will ruin your face. I will do it. We can't ruin our TD. He's got to control it. He's going to be back there trying desperately to control the cameras. Well, oh, my God. You know, I think we got him. Let's go on to our top 10. I have no idea how much time we have, but if we can save some time, we might be able to read the whole poem at the end.
How much time
we got, Bon?
We're at 127.22 out of 135, so...
We can do it.
We can blow through the top 10.
Okay, top 10 this week for you, ladies and gentlemen. We have the top 10 creepiest old-timey fursuits.
Really?
Yes. What are you doing?
I'm getting up
on your phone.
Okay.
Yes, top 10 creepiest old-timey fursuits. And there's number 10. It's kind of creepy, but it just looks like a real buffalo head that somebody stuck their head in.
That looks like a Confederate.
It does. Well, he's doing the Napoleon thing, so I don't know. What do we got for number 9? Okay, Nazis with a fursuit. This is like EF1. That's what this is here. Euroference number 1. That right there, picture from the. That was the whole thing. Oh my God! Why? Why would they? I don't understand the bear. I don't get the bear. But it's kind of cool. See number 7.
Great.
Sorry, number 8. Okay. The feet give it away.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I thought that was a real goose. Or whatever the fuck it is. Oh, my goodness. Okay. What do you got for number 6?
Number 7.
I'm sorry. I did everything. I like how it's going to eat the baby. I mean, the suit, it's a... I wish I had dates. I mean, at least years. From when it was made. I remember looking at them specifically. They were all done like between the 30s and the 50s. Mm-hmm. So I remember that part. So sometime between the 30s and the 50s, this baby was bear food. That's all I know. Now we're on number 6.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like actually a horror movie poster.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was like a horror movie poster.
Yeah, it looks like some kind of... It came from beyond, and yeah, so...
And ruined our
face. What's number five? Okay, we're getting creepier now.
The ears are different.
Yes, they are. And he has carrots in a human hand. That's, yeah. We're getting creepier as we go in here. Number four, I'm afraid to look. That looks something out of a Nine Inch Nails video. That looks like something that would have been in, like, you know, like the Closer video, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's just...
By the way, I love this.
I love the video and the song, too. I mean, that's an awesome song. Okay, we've got number three here. Okay. That's creepy. You know, I wonder, did they go to cons and have sex? I'm thinking no. I'm thinking no. What do we got for number two here? Okay.
That looks like the same frog that was in the other.
Except now there's a chick being like, naughty frog. Naughty. You raped my father. You ruined my face. Naughty. Naughty, naughty. And I'm afraid to ask, but what is number one? Oh my god. Is that Bugs?
It looked like it.
Is that a Bugs Bunny?
That is a Bugs Bunny.
And is the kid cross-eyed? Well,
cross-eyed, his lip dangling.
That honestly looks like the picture's not showing something.
No, no. What the picture's not showing is the child shitting his pants. That's what... Look at the kid. He's shitting his pants. I'd be shitting my pants. And I'm 40. Yeah, yes, that's...
The ear is different.
No, I think it's just the angle. I mean, it might be the angle of the picture.
It doesn't look...
It's creepy either way. It's creepy. So until... I hope we don't get cut off, but we're going to try this. Until we run out of time and the end of music starts, Jibba will now read... The entire I Ruined Your Face poem. Jibba, please.
Once upon a time you existed, I don't care. So, you are here, I'd rather be there. I want to spit on you and mess up your hair. I don't want you near, I need you gone. I won't wish you well, I cause you harm. I ruined your face, I ruined your face. I hit you with a bat and blood will go all over the place. I ruined your face, I ruined your face. I beat it with the bomb and blow up your face. I ruined your face, I ruined your face. Oh no, here comes that thing that makes the noise that I want turned off.
What?
That's on the same...
Sorry, just keep going.
That's on the same fucking head I want fucking blown off.
Oh my god. Apparently she was a noisy bitch.
I hate your head. I can't read that word because it's...
Oh, it's tiny.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Well, expand it.
No, that is expanded.
Oh, God.
I hate your head and something that loud, ignoring you and make me proud. You used to be such a pretty feature. Now you're just some grotesque creature. I ruined your face, I ruined your face. I hit it with the bat and blood go all over the place. I ruined your face, I ruined your face. I beat it with a bomb and blew up your brains. I ruined your face, I ruined your face. I ruined your face, I ruined your face. I ruined your face, I ruined your face.
That is some unnatural hatred. I mean, that. Oh, my God. Thank God we got jails.
And the thing that gets me is his brother tried to get him committed.
But they wouldn't take him.
They wouldn't take him.
Wouldn't take him.
And then, but... I'm glad those cops didn't because we got this wonderful poem.
Yes, we wouldn't have had this poem. We gotta take off, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back next week for a Christmas show.
At Milne FA, Jibba.
And to Griffin _, by the way.
Yep.
Thank you guys for tuning into this clusterfuck. We will see you guys next week. Peace.